You can help new Christians or those curious about the true Easter miracle with the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for March, A Simple Explanation of Easter. These booklets are sold in packets of 20, making them perfect for outreach programs, new member classes, and in church pews. Find out more about A Simple Explanation of Easter at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040, The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month, A Simple Explanation of Easter. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. It's time to go through listener email talkback at issuesetc.org or our Issues, Etc. listener comment line. Another way to contact us, 618-223-8382. That's talkback at issuesetc.org or 618-223-8382.
Here's a woman after my own heart. Gwen from Charlotte, North Carolina. Sorry, listener email used to be more interesting. However, last time I felt like the Click and Clack brothers used to say at the end of Car Talk, well, you've just wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Car Talk. Substitute listener email. I truly appreciate Issues, Etc., of course. I don't always agree, but I feel like it helps me stay Christ-centered. Thank you, and thank you for the feedback, Gwen in Charlotte, North Carolina.
She's referencing last week, I believe, we spent an entire hour with listener email and the Issues, Etc. comment line, something I don't think we have done maybe since we came back independently. I don't think we've done it. We were kind of reminiscing about how we, back in the day when we had 3 hours to fill of live terrestrial radio, we used a lot of listener email and the comment line and Wilkin spouting off randomly about the news of the day, trying to fill airtime. And that was kind of a rare return to that particular. Now, you said she's after your own heart. What do you mean by that, Jeff?
Well, because this is my least favorite episode that we do each week. It's listener email. Not because I don't think it's beneficial. It's because I'm the one doing the reading.
Right. And it makes more sense for you to read the email and me to respond because it's a little bit more like having a listener's voice out there. And Jeff doesn't like being on the air, even though, ironically, he received his journalism degree in broadcast journalism. I think it was television, wasn't it?
Just broadcast journalism. Broadcast journalism. TV, radio.
So he was training to be a broadcast journalist. That means he would sit behind a microphone, but he doesn't like sitting behind a microphone. He does it if he has to. And his ordinarily high anxiety levels, which if you've ever been around Jeff Schwartz, you know that I wouldn't call it anxiety. What would you call it?
Wasn't your first job in news sports somewhere?
I was a news reporter.
We're proving the point, by the way, of the email and a
weekend sports anchor. Yes.
For a very short amount of time.
Yeah. I had a face for radio. I didn't belong in TV. Sports with Schwartz, they used to call it. But Gwen, good news is only 10 minutes today,
right?
Not an hour.
Only 10 minutes. Like Jeff always says, you could always tell when a guest fell through or we weren't able to book a guest properly because you'll hear us reading email.
It's called filler.
Yeah. Filler. It's useful, though.
It is very useful, and it's very beneficial. It's our listeners, we have the best and most philanthropic listeners in podcasting and radio, and we're very thankful for your email and your comments on the Issues, Etc. comment line. It's just
Jeff doesn't like reading on the air.
I can't read. That's my problem. I can't read. Mark in St. Peter's, Missouri. Greetings. I've listened to Issues, Etc. for many years. I've grown most tired of your topics. I don't know if I have changed or you have, but the bulk of the programming now seems focused on antagonism toward gays, bemoaning the declining influence of Western culture in defense of Trumpism. Yes, you have Terry Mattingly. He keeps his views tamped down. I know he used to be a Democrat. Maybe he still is. I don't think I heard a program about the attempted overthrow of our democracy on January 6th. Maybe I missed it. And not to name names, but you often interview a Fox pundit who started out criticizing Trump and became another apologist when the wind blew a different direction. Where is God in all this? Says Mark in St. Peter's, Missouri. Thanks for the feedback, Mark.
Well, on the issue of homosexuality, God is definitely in the subject because he's expressed a few of his opinions about that thing in Holy Scripture. So where there's a thus saith the Lord on that issue, we're going to talk about it. And if you don't like hearing about what God thinks about homosexual desire and behavior, you're really going to hate the Bible in some places. Now, with regard to Terry Mattingly, he does not keep his views tamped down. I can guarantee you he does not. He literally does not care what people think about his views. And yes, he is still a Democrat of the very old and now almost extinct school, old school liberal Democrat. And you probably can find an interview that we did with Dr. Albert Mohler on the riot on January 6th, where we did an interview with him on Christian nationalism, and we talked extensively about it.
And I want to debunk this myth that somehow many moons ago, the show only waxed eloquently on matters that pertain to theology. And we can just
never really has been the case.
Escape and float in the clouds with Jesus. Simply not true. Been with the show since 93. This is simply not true. And if you know, just look at the, this is, we always say one of the best things, and I'm not saying this listener, but our most vocal critics don't listen regularly or don't listen often because they mischaracterize the program. So just today we talked about engaging Mormons. If you want to be a right-hand kingdom, that's your topic. We talked about identity politics with Dr. Joshua Mitchell. Yesterday we did how God uses his word with Dr. John Barbaro. We look forward to Sunday morning, according to the three-year lecture with Dr. Carl Fikincher. And now if you go left-hand kingdom, which some people don't want to talk about, they want to float in the clouds with Jesus, escape this world. I get it. I don't like what's going on down here either. But we talked to Terry Mattingly about national media coverage of a small-town Missouri pastor's sermon on wives. You had Tom Baker teaching a Sunday school lesson. Joshua Pauling, woke ideology and public education. Oh, that's that left-hand kingdom stuff. And then we had the Disney Plus series WandaVision with Pastor Ted Geese, which kind of had a little bit of both, right?
Sure.
Through the Old Testament church, here's Samson. There you go. There's your theology for you. A recent study on the fate of American boys, left-hand kingdom. And then back to the right-hand kingdom, the hymn God Loved the World So That He Gave, a 1 hour and 5 minute conversation with Pastor Will Wheaton. So that just recaps this week's issues.
Now, I can speak as someone who has been doing the show since 98. And I believe me, I've sat at this microphone virtually every weekday since 1998, give or take a few. And I can't say that this show is remained the same, but the subjects certainly have changed because the times have changed. But the person who drives the direction of this show and kind of the tenor of this show is not me. It's Jeff. He is the one who arranges for the guests and the topics. I contribute to that to a small degree. And I can guarantee you, I've known Jeff for 20 plus years. He hasn't changed. Not one bit. And his wife will back me up on that particular observation.
I have nothing to say.
He's neither improved nor declined.
Oh, I've declined.
Over the last 20 years.
I've declined. Trust me. Dorcas, and she's writing about our 24/7 sacred music station, Lutheran Public Radio. I must reiterate my thanks to you for what you do. We're still not allowed to sing in church in California. So coming home to hear the music of Lutheran Public Radio is such a comfort, especially to hear the strains of I Come, O Savior, to Thy Table. What a wonderful hymn, and I heard it on LPR today, for weak and weary is indeed my soul. May God prepare us for the days of repression yet to come under the current administration. I do not see it getting better until the Lord comes. Thanks, and may the Lord bless you mightily for your faithful service and witness to him. And thank you for listening in California, Dorcas.
Can you imagine going to church on Sunday morning, every Sunday, or even not being allowed to go to church on Sunday morning for a long time in California? But when you go back, not being allowed to sing.
No.
I can't imagine what it would be like not being allowed to sing for fear of spreading the virus. I understand people's concerns there, but the church's voice cannot be silenced. And thank you very much for your kind words about Lutheran Public Radio. You can find it at lutheranpublicradio.org or on the LPR mobile app. It's our 24/7 music station, and it follows the course of the church year. just sacred music for the world, following the course of the church year.
And of course, also on Amazon, Alexa, and Google Home. Keyword, play Lutheran Public Radio. I won't say...
Don't say their
Amazon
name on the
Amazon, Alexa, although I think I just triggered it by saying that now. Or no, I guess maybe if I say Alexa. So, or hey, Google Home.
See, you just triggered
it. Sorry, people. But yes, you can also listen on Amazon Echo and Google Home.
The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is called A Simple Explanation of Easter. It also explains the season we're in right now leading up to Easter, the season of Lent. It's a great resource to simply explain why Christians observe Easter and its surrounding seasons and why and how they do that. Find out more on our website, issuesetc.org. It is called A Simple Explanation of Easter, or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040 and ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March. Friday on Issues Etc., we'll respond to your medical questions about COVID-19, the pandemic, and COVID vaccines with virology expert and LCMS layman, Dr. Nicholas Wogelmuth. You can post your questions in advance at facebook.com/issuesetc. We'll also play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.